This is the Opening Market Podcast for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
The grains lower overnight. We've got soybeans pressured by soybean oil, some heavy deliveries put out against that May contract here yesterday evening. We've got today being first notice day for the May grains, and so not just soybean oil deliveries, but also heavier wheat deliveries, and so that's weighing on the front end, in particular on the Chicago market. We're seeing that trade back below $6 here and losing some steam after a really solid up week last week. We still have some of the same issues in play here for this wheat market after it had taken some leadership here all of a sudden recently, talking about drier weather in Russia, also continued aggression by Russia against Ukraine and their key port city of Odessa, and then back into the U.S., in particular the hard red winter wheat crop in the southern plains stressed out here from drier conditions. We did see on the crop progress report out Monday afternoon a 1-point deterioration in the good to excellent rating. You've had a hard red wheat futures rally sharper than Chicago, in part because of that split between relatively improved conditions for the soft red wheat across the Midwest and those ratings in the southern plains, as mentioned, going backwards. So watching wheat for guidance here as we also keep track of what's going on in outside markets. We've got a Fed meeting this week, an important jobs report to close out the week, and just a lot going on besides the normal input of weather at this point.
We've been hearing about it for quite some time, but the announcement for the sustainable aviation fuel, I guess the model for that. And Joe, I wanted to ask you, is that going to have an immediate effect on the ag marketplace when we get that information, or is that going to be more of a long-term outlook for the ag marketplace?
Both. We should see some reaction initially to whatever is announced here. And again, it was supposed to be today. Now, we have heard this before, and then all of a sudden it's actually an update of, okay, we'll be out in 3 or 4 weeks, right? And it's been pushed down the road. But there is that expectation we'll have details on the revision or update of that GREET model. Initially, it was the fact that they were using this particular model that was a friendly development, something that meant ethanol could be eligible for some of these tax incentives and its use for sustainable aviation fuel. But then it was attached with this idea of it having to be updated and remodeled. And so that was then a negative for the market, thinking, okay, it's going to take more on the part of the farmer, other examples of reduced carbon intensity if ethanol is going to make it. But, you know, we'll see more on that today. It can be initially you get some relief for the market as long as it's not anything overly negative. There's some expectation for that maybe these extra requirements aren't going to be quite as burdensome as previously expected. But then long term, it will have the impact of shaping how demand in the ethanol industry does supply this nascent sustainable aviation fuel program that we're building up here. So worth watching for sure. Definitely a point of interest today.
On the other side of the ag marketplace, what's happening with the livestock complex?
We've had some backtracking here to start out the week on cattle futures and their recent strength. It was last week that we started off sharply higher to reflect the bullish cattle on feed report, but we'd also maybe got the board ahead of itself a bit technically. We opened some gaps on the charts that eventually it seemed needed to be filled, and they were. And then you had coming in towards the end of last week and even early this week some more of this concern creeping in about bird flu. We had last week the federal government announcing some testing requirements, and then also the first country, Colombia, not a huge player, but still newsworthy that they banned imports of beef from states affected by the dairy herds and bird flu found. So it's a nervous type of market. Ultimately, still, we're keeping an eye on the cash trade, which should start to develop more fully here as we move forward into the week. It's held up relatively strong. There's still reason to be optimistic about how these fundamentals stack up bullish because of relatively tighter fed cattle supplies and rising demand here as we head into the summer months. So a little bit weaker here all of a sudden for cattle, but not anywhere near this low from 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And what about the hogs?
Some back and forth type trading for the hogs. They've put in what is potentially a double top on the chart, and now just testing this recent low from earlier in this month. So some profit taking on the speculative buildup of bullish bets that had occurred since the start of the calendar year, really, working on some big gains for cattle. Ultimately, you again had the summer contracts reach somewhere close to $109, $110 nearly, and that bringing about some hedge pressure, some sellers at those values here, along with that profit taking from the bullish speculator. And so it has been this last week coming in, for the most part here this week, a less bullish type of tone here. But as we started out today, just moderately firmer, maybe staging a rebound.
Joe Camp of Comstock, our guest here today. Joe, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Yep, our commentary, our Comstock report, and all of our contact information up at comstock.com.
Joe, thank you for the time. As always, appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week.
You as well. We'll talk to you next time.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up a half cent at 439 and three quarters. May soybeans down three quarters of a cent at 1160 even. May soybean meal up $3.50 at 351.80. May soybean oil down $1.30 at 42.39. Chicago wheat down 6 3/4 at 583.5. Minneapolis wheat down 2 3/4 at 712.5. Kansas City hard red wheat up 1.5 at 645.25. May oats down 2.5 at 371.25. On the Merck, June live cattle down $1.40 at 175.75. May feeder cattle down $1.40 at 246.62. May lean hogs down 7 cents at 93.95. May pork cutout down 5 cents at 103.12, and Class 3 milk up 18 cents at 18.26. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.